And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 12th, 2021. Today in the news, government property is sacred, but your property? Well, not so much, reports the Mises Institute. The U.S. imperialism came full circle on January 20th, 2021, when Washington, D.C. was subject to military occupation during Joe Biden's inaugural address in order to secure the Capitol from alleged domestic extremist threats. The message the ruling class sent to those who protested against it on its own turf was quite clear. Tread your muddy boots on our cathedral, and you will be met with a firm response from the state. The double standards the legacy media is using to rationalize its ongoing crusade against the specter of extremism are farcical, to say the least. Well, the Fed's policies could restore gold's shine, reports Barron's magazine. Under the post-World War II Bretton Woods system, exchange rates were fixed versus the dollar, which was convertible to gold at $35 an ounce. But that system broke down in 1971 when President Nixon ended the greenback's convertibility, ultimately leading to a floating exchange rate that prevails today. But the Fed's massive security purchases fueled a $4.2 trillion explosion in the money supply, sending the dollar index tumbling 13% last year. To attract the capital needed to fund the twin deficits requires a cheaper dollar. The best means to hedge the risk of an inflationary dollar decline would be gold. Well, did big government make the pandemic economy worse? Asked the Federalists. Well, John Tamney, author of the new book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason, joined culture editor Emily Jasinski to discuss how the federal government's decisions during the COVID-19 pandemic made the U.S. economy worse. Tamney says historically, economic growth has always been the biggest enemy of death and disease, whereas poverty has easily been the biggest killer mankind has ever known. Yet when given a choice in March of 2020, politicians chose economic contraction. This one-size-fits-all strategy, based on the decisions of a few people, Tamney argues, did nothing but destroy the economy. We'll move over markets. Big government is back, reports CS Monitor. Big government is staging a dramatic comeback this year, and U.S. President Joe Biden's $2.6 trillion infrastructure and investment plan is just the latest sign. After all, his predecessor, Donald Trump, signed off on nearly double that amount in the pandemic spending. For the moment, most voters don't seem to have a problem with it. Whether such an attitude holds, however, could be a key signal of whether big government is here to stay. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.